Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And here's my morning afterthoughts. Going out socially drinking with my coworkers on a Friday night, I think is far worse than going on a Saturday night with the intention of coming home by 10 o'clock and staying out till midnight or 4 or whatever time I get home. Because, and all I can think of is loose lips sink ships. And when you go out with your coworkers and you drink alcohol, your inhibitions are lowered and things get said that should not ever be said. And I went out and got there at about 4:15, and I left at 9:30 or whatever time. Oh, it was 9:45. And started out just 2 people, and then turned out 3 people, and then 4, 5, 6, and then some spouses showed up. And that's still quite a long time to be there. And I think I know I've said things last night that I should not have said. The defenses come down, the walls come down, and things should not have been said. And there is a coworker there that I am having a problem with. Well, not necessarily a problem, but it's just between that person and myself. And other people tend to pick up on it because we were really super close. And it's weird because there are like little cliques within a clique. And I kind of backed off because I was getting too close. And believe it or not, the others picked up on it to a point. And not gossip, but teasing. And it just made me uncomfortable because I'm like, what? And one of the drivers said something to the effect of, crap. Oh, no. They said something, and I told my husband, and he said the truth often comes out in jest. She probably, because she's like, oh, I'm just joking. I'm just messing with you. You're so uptight. Even buzzed, I was uptight. But my husband said, you know, the truth often comes out in jest. And I thought about it. I was like, yeah, why would you say something like that and then joke about it? It's not funny. It's not a, you know, my reputation is, it's being at stake. It's not funny. Okay, maybe it is to them because it's not their reputation. It's mine. But anyway, yes, and I'm very proud of myself because I made it home by 10 o'clock. So there. And now I'm paying for it by still being in bed by almost 10 o'clock. No, 9 o'clock. And I have to get up because my grandson is coming to visit because he wants to spend time with his Jima and his Papa, play some video games with Papa, and watch cartoons with Jima. And I'm thinking, my house is no longer a place that, you know, little kids live. And I'm thinking back to when I had my children and they were young, and how did I survive? What did I do with them? Oh my God. What did I feed them? Ugh. I don't know anything about this kid. No. Yeah. What the hell do I do with this kid? And he eats constantly. And it's like, don't feed him after midnight. Don't put him in direct sunlight. what was the other thing? And don't spill water on them. And for those that don't know what that means, I'm sorry. It's a flashback to the 80s, I think. Anyway, so I don't know how long he's going to stay. Till he gets bored, I guess. But he can stay a couple hours. I mean, he loves being here at Juma's house. I don't know why. And he talks nonstop. 4-year-old. Da 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 da. What they doing, Juma? What they doing, Juma? What they doing, Juma? Juma, what they doing? So it's difficult to watch like Despicable Me 2, and he wants to watch I told him we'd watch Disney movies the next time they came over. The old ones, you know, like The Aristocrats, the ones that are on Netflix, and Robin Hood, and Sword in the Stone. Because I like those. I like those movies. Because, just imagine, somebody hand-drew those. Painstakingly drew those by hand. How amazing. What a gift to have. So anyway, I think I'll probably get up and shower and get dressed and go to the store, grab some fruit and some juice. Oh my goodness gracious. I love not having children in my house so I can sleep late. But I really need to get up. All right, people. That's it. I have nothing more to say. Even what I just said is just total drivel. Waffle, as my number one fan says. A waffle. Just randomness. Just my audio blog of thoughts in my head. Yeah. That's it. Lighterness, people.